Now, I'm not going to go into the traditional sources of Bante's five great stages, except very briefly. I'll list this on the sheet that I hand out. His teaching is based on the five paths in Mahayana Buddhism, which you'll often see if you read Tibetan texts, often mentioned in there. For example, Gampopa's Dual Ornaments of Liberation goes into them. And these, the traditional names for the five paths, and you can work out for yourselves how they fit with Bante's names for them, are first of all the path of preparation or accumulation. And at this stage you practice the four foundations of mindfulness. Secondly, the path of application or connection or linking. Thirdly, the path of vision, the darshana marga. Fourthly, the path of transformation, the bhavana marga. And fifthly, the stage of no more learning. And the path of vision and the path of transformation, well, as well as being part of the five paths of Indian Buddhism, they're also often found in Chinese Buddhism as a particular pair, the path of vision and the path of transformation. And of course, as you, I'm sure you know, Bante uses them to explain the two divisions of the Eightfold Path. I talked about all this, if you were here on a previous Kula gathering, when I was giving a talk on Bante as translator. And it seemed to me that this is a very good example of Bante taking a traditional teaching, being true to that teaching, but adapting it so that it becomes really useful for us. Well, what about Borobudur? Would it be far-fetched to see Borobudur as taking us up through these five great stages? Well, okay, let's have a look at it. On the bottom, depictions of all kinds of activities in everyday life, the consequences of actions. Well, I think that is to do with the process of self-knowledge and integration. And that's stage one. And then the depictions of all the heroic lives of the Buddha, of his disciples, Sudana in the Gandavyuha. This is, it's arousing faith, but it's also very much connected with positive emotion in general, and the accumulation of merit is one of the main themes there, the accumulation of positive qualities. And I think this fits well with stage two. And then emerging into the open, when you leave those galleries, emerging into the opening, suddenly all the complexities of the rich narrative have gone. You've got a huge vista. You've got the beautiful blue sky overhead. You're surrounded by just these perforated stupas on the top. And this is stage three. Well, then what about the Buddha? You probably guessed this already. Well, what about the Buddha half emerged from the stone? Well, this is the new self gradually emerging, becoming from the stone of one, the raw material of one's human life, becoming a Buddha gradually. And stage five, compassionate activity. Well, what I'd say is that is when you leave Borobudur. You leave the monument of Borobudur, you go back down into the marketplaces of Java, and you start haggling to buy these little volcanic stone Buddha rupees they sell there to take back from. But being very nice to everybody. Now, I haven't quite finished, because I've talked about the five great stages, but there's also the five spiritual faculties. And the five spiritual faculties are what turn the five stages into a mandala. Borobudur is not just a great spiral path to a man-made mountain summit, it's also a mandala. And in fact, when you first come to it, the dominant impression that you get is of all these beautiful Buddha figures on each side. Some of them you can see in their little niches here. And, sorry, I lost the page now, but there was a page with some of them on, so that showed them somewhere. Yeah, so this is what you particularly, probably you notice this first, because they're much bigger than any of the little friezes. It's a mandala. It is a mandala at Borobudur. So Bante links the five stages with the five spiritual faculties to form this mandala. The five things that you need in your system of spiritual discipline. And you need them all the time, not one after the other. You need them all the time. Because let's face it, actually, we're not going to work like that. We're not going to go through these things one at a time. We do not actually follow the path of regular steps. Eventually, we get onto it to some extent. We go back to what we've left behind. We discover, I'm not really aware and integrated enough to do the metta bhavana effectively. I must do more mindfulness. I'm not really positive enough to contemplate reality effectively, I must do more metta bhavana, and so on. But actually, it's okay It's okay to go a bit ahead of yourself as long as you remember to consolidate behind you as well. And the five spiritual faculties give a very good teaching that allow each stage of the five stages to be relevant all the time.